The Bittknell's thrush is a rare songbird that nests on mountaintops in the Adirondacks, New England, and Canada. The Richmond, Vermont-based Center for Biological Diversity had petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to place the bird on the federal endangered species list. The agency determined in 2012 that the bird may qualify for Endangered Species Act protection. But Northeast conservation advocate Molly Madison says the federal agency has failed to make a final decision on the petition.
We filed our petition in 2010, and it's now 2013, and legally they're supposed to make a determination within a year. So it's not the way we would choose to go, but we have to often do that.
The petition states that the species is at serious risk of extinction and asks the court to force the federal agency to make a decision. Madison says legal protection under the Endangered Species Act is crucial for protection efforts.
One of the first things that happens when a species is listed is it gets a recovery plan. And there are a lot of people thinking about that already, but having the gravity and the legal force of the Endangered Species Act behind it is obviously very helpful. And along with that goes potentially funding to support more research, to support conservation actions, and it just raises the level of focus on the species.
Wildlife Conservation Society Adirondack Program Director of Science, Michaela Glennon, has not seen the lawsuit, nor is the society involved in the proceedings. She notes that the Bittknell's thrush is a songbird being squeezed out at both ends of its habitat.
It's an icon of high elevation habitats. It's a bird, together with only a handful of other species, that truly specialize in those kinds of places, which are quite inhospitable. Very, very cold, generally pretty wet, subject to all sorts of disturbances from wind throw and fur waves and ice damage and all that kind of stuff that shapes a fairly difficult habitat to live in, and it manages to make a living up there along with a pretty sparse couple of other species.
In New York, the Department of Environmental Conservation, which is not involved in the lawsuit against the federal agency, reports that Bittknell's thrush habitat is largely limited to 57 locations in the high peaks in the Adirondacks and Catskills. It is neither considered endangered nor threatened, but is a species of concern in New York. DEC Wildlife Diversity Section Director Dan Rosenblatt explains the label indicates potential threats, but no precipitous nor steady population decline nor other immediate threats.
We've done comprehensive assessments of its distribution in New York during the first breeding bird atlas that was conducted statewide back in 1980, and we repeated it again just in 2000. And during that time period, the Bittknell's thrush actually increased in abundance in New York State, so its distribution isn't showing any evidence of decreasing.
Rosenblatt adds that the key concerns over Bittknell thrush population declines are focused on the songbird's wintering grounds.
It's a migratory bird, so it doesn't spend its winters here in New York, and it seems to winter in just a handful of locations down in the Caribbean. And because of deforestation down in those wintering areas, there's some concern that there could be the potential for high rates of mortality in between the breeding season here in New York and the next time we see them the following spring.
The Center for Biological Diversity's complaint includes 9 species it has petitioned for an endangered designation. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.